Yeah, for sure. I mean, it changes the mindset a little bit, right? I mean, even last week, even though we didn't talk about playing against Sask, I mean, all the players knew this was going to be our first game, right? Yeah. So we are all kind of preparing in the back of our minds for this game week last week anyways, even though we weren't really thinking about it. But then this week, just step right into it, and it's game week back to normal. So yeah. get ready to go.
How challenging is it to prepare for this opponent, especially their offensive side? You know Trevor Harris, mm-hmm. but Kelly Jeffrey has not been an offensive coordinator in this league.
Yeah, for sure. It makes it a little different. It makes you not be able to watch their film from last year, obviously, because it's a new OC, new quarterback, new everything, mm-hmm. right? So it makes it a little bit more challenging, but we're going, you know, based off what they've been doing in preseason in their couple of games, and also kind of going off of how Trevor Harris has played over the years as well, right? So it's a combo of both.
Talk to Coney Ealy about how do you defend Trevor Harris, considering he is a quick read, get the ball out fast type of quarterback, and he says we can't play the game at his level, mm-hmm. at his speed. From a linebacker perspective, what is in a general sense, what does that look like?
As a team, we got to apply some pressure to him, obviously, try and make him uncomfortable, because he is one of the most efficient quarterbacks the CFL has ever seen, right? Mm-hmm. So he's gonna make throws, obviously. He's going to make a lot of completions, probably sometimes a lot of completions in a row, but it's about bending and not breaking as a defense. You know, we know he's going to make those quick throws and stuff like that. It's about not giving up those big plays and also applying some pressure, too.
You know, looking up some trends from last year, and there wasn't a lot of good ones, but mm-hmm. you were 4-2 when you won the turnover battle. You're 0-12 when you didn't.
Yeah.
Is turnover ratio, and there's a lot of analytics now in football,
for sure.
But is turnover ratio, is that a big indicator if a team's going to win or lose?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. I mean, Coach Jones always preaches that. He's like, if you get one turnover, you have that much more of a chance to win. If you get two turnovers on defense, you get an even bigger chance to win. So turnovers have been preached all camp long. They're huge for us. So if we can get at least one, we want to try and get two a game, and even a defensive touchdown too, right, every single game. So if we can do that, we can help our offense a lot, and that'll bring a lot more wins for us for sure.
It's kind of hand-in-hand, right? Offense doesn't want to turn the ball over, but the defense, and I know last year this was a frustration, you got to turn the ball over.
100%, yeah. Turnovers are one of the biggest parts of the game, if not the biggest. I mean, that number is such a huge deal, right? So if we can start generating turnovers on defense and our offense can take care of the ball, we'll definitely give ourselves a chance to win a lot of games.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.